The house is packed with family and friends and differing views on everything from white or dark meat to Trump or Harris. Food preferences are more easily navigated than political differences. No matter what the difficult conversation is, Todd Shank, associate professor and program chair of the Urban and Environmental Planning Program at Virginia Tech, says think of the discussion as an opportunity to learn.
So often now, we don't find ourselves in situations with people that are different than us. You know, we tend to, you know, find friends that agree with us and put ourselves in situations where people agree with us more than disagree with us.
Shank says active listening is the key. Listen first, ask questions, then explain your point of view. Do this from a position of curiosity and respect for the other person.
If we really just kind of assume that the other people are crazy, that they have no reason for thinking what they think, you know, they have nothing underlying, you know, no important reasons why they maybe ended up in a place that they did, which is, you know, very different than your own. But I think it's really hard to imagine where we might find policy solutions and so on that really can be responsive to different people's concerns, right? It turns out that many of us just end up in very different places politically, but we actually have a lot of the same underlying values.
Shank also suggests choosing the right time for these conversations, preferably before the alcohol starts flowing. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.